This is WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. 19 years ago, two students opened fire at Columbine High School in Colorado. To mark the tragedy and remember those whose lives were lost, thousands of young people are expected to join a national school walkout. But some students and adults will be using a different platform to make their voices heard, theater. Across the country, more than 100 regional, community, and school groups have signed on to perform staged readings of the same one-woman play. At least six are planned in Massachusetts. WBUR's Andrea Shea tells us about one.
Theater teacher Linda Bachman's students at the Gann Academy in Waltham were in the middle of rehearsals for Fiddler on the Roof when the shootings in Parkland, Florida broke out. They reeled in the tragedy's wake, not knowing what to do with their confusion, anger, and fear. Inspired by the survivors at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, many of them theater kids too, Bachman says they organized their school's walkout and joined the national march. Still, her students, who grew up with lockdowns and active shooter drills, wanted to do more.
While all of this was going on, I learned about Lauren Gunderson's project and her work to organize readings all around the country of Natural Shocks.
The playwright finished Natural Shocks 2 weeks before Parkland. She was 17 when Columbine rattled the country. After Parkland, she offered the script to theater groups. Gunderson's one-woman play takes on the enduring issue of gun violence and its intersection with domestic violence. Bachman decided to send the script to her students.
I think what theater allows us to do uniquely is engage deeply with a story, another person, an idea, a theme, in a way that's different than, let's say, going to a march. But this form of theater activism for me is really about taking a deep look together in community.
And then Get Out, Get Out, Get Out. Mm-hmm. Is that the next thing?
With only about a week to rehearse the 65-minute torrent of words, two of Bachman's students have been digging into a script layered with meaning and mature themes. Natural Shocks is described as a one-woman play in a tornado.
We're supposed to think we understand who she is and kind of judge her for who she is, and then over the course of the play realize that we haven't pegged her at all. She's so much more than what we first assumed. And at the very beginning of the play, we learn that she is herself a gun owner.
Y'all got wigged out when I said there's a gun in here, didn't you? You're not those kind of people, are you? I get that. I respect that. I don't really like guns myself, but I grew up around them, and you got to be able to protect yourself. This is a messed up world. I have a right to a gun, and you have a right to think I'm nuts. That's all we need to say about it.
The play is a comedy until, as the script says, it's not. Julia Clardy, a junior, plays the only character, Angela.
She is someone that you feel like you shouldn't like, but you do. She has guns. She lies all the time. She, like, makes pretty bad decisions.
Those bad decisions and the details of Angela's relationship with her mother and her gun-collecting husband are revealed slowly throughout the play.
It's all statistics until it's happening to you. Then it's happening 100%.
Bachman stepped back to let her students produce this work. Clardy says the process of peeling back the layers in Natural Shocks has changed her views, not just on gun violence, but also on its connection to domestic violence.
This is someone that I feel like I know, and it takes it from this level of, like, institutional level of statistics, and it brings it into this very, like, personal experience. Like, I feel like this is something that's, like, happened to me, happened to someone I know.
This staging of Natural Shocks is being directed by senior Nessa Goldhurst Brown. She hopes her first foray into theater activism will help make change.
Oftentimes when you go, like, see a show or whatever, you're like, wow, that was so great. And then you go home, you go to sleep, and you kind of forget about it. But I hope people, it, like, stays with them. They think about it, talk about it with their friends and their teachers, and really understand its connection to our world and our lives and just, like, what's going on right now.
Goldhirsch Brown and Clardy's performance is just for the community at their school. Other public readings around the state will be at theaters and city halls in front of local lawmakers, domestic abuse social workers, and anti-gun violence groups. One woman will deliver the lines on each stage, but she won't be alone. She'll be joined by dozens of others around the country. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.